From the Tie Cats Audio Network, this is Tie Cats Today with Braden Neville.
Hello and welcome to Tie Cats Today on the Tie Cats Audio Network. It's Sunday, May the 14th, and it's a great day here in the Hammer as the Tie Cats have officially opened up training camp at Ron Joyce Stadium today in front of some fans. Simone Lawrence was out there firing up the squad. He was very vocal. Honestly, I think he was even firing me up a bit. Bo was out there getting in those reps, tossing a few nukes during practice. And I mean, he was literally tossing nukes. The guy seemed like for a while there was not missing a single pass. You could really see how fired up everyone was just being back on the field. Several Tie Cats met with media today, including the one and only Coach O, who talked about training camp and the upcoming season. So how was the first day of training camp getting all the guys out there?
Great energy. It's fun. It's fun. That's the way I could describe it. A lot of people willing to work hard. And so we got some tape to watch, some film to watch. First time we've all been together. Looking forward to tomorrow.
How'd you like the intensity out there for day one?
How'd you like it?
I liked it.
Could you feel it?
I felt it.
There you go. I feel the same way.
Coach, does camp set the tone for the year?
I think every year your team's different. So I think it's too early to tell, but I can just tell you that, I just made mention out there. I thought the coaches did an outstanding job of preparing everybody. Players were ready to go. Therapists were ready to go. So I think a first impression does mean something for the whole year. Not sure.
How important is building that chemistry day one so that you hit the ground running week one?
Yeah, that's why they call it team, for sure. That's chemistry means something. It's always going to look different each year, and it's going to look different even if you had returning players. They just may know the expectations from the beginning. But other than that, every year is different. It's just about figuring out what they do well, letting them know what our expectations are, and looking forward to them setting the standard.
You've seen Bo, obviously, with rookie camp, but here now, day one training camp with everybody. Have you learned anything about him just watching him out here in practice?
Yeah, football means a lot to him. He's a competitor. He's going to hold people accountable. He wants to be held accountable. That clean.
That was Coach O at today's media availability. Always fun to chat with him, and I wasn't lying. I also felt the intensity out there, too. So thanks, Coach, for asking how I felt for once, because normally I'm the one asking the questions. Simone Lawrence was entering his 12th training camp, and before answering any questions, wanted to make sure he gave his mother a nice little shout out on Mother's Day.
First of all, I can't say anything without saying happy Mother's Day to my mother. I love you so much. And happy Mother's Day to all the other mothers out there. Y'all do so much for me in Hamilton. So thank you so much. Happy Mother's Day. I love you. Nothing like mother love. So happy Mother's Day. All right.
Day one camp
was amazing. Everybody was flying around. I love the competition. Everybody's running around, absorbing the information that we need and getting to it.
Is that first day of school vibes a little bit coming in day one of camp though?
Yeah, first day of school vibes, of course. You know, you come out here flying around, you get used to all your people, because these are our people. Like, we're going to win the Grey Cup with these guys. So it's exciting just getting used to everybody, learning everybody's personality. It's amazing. I just love being around my teammates.
There's a lot of guys, assume that you played with for a long time,
yeah,
that are not here. We already adjusted to that because you've been around town all
the Yeah, the thing about football is it's football at the end of the day. You know, like, I could have never imagined, you know, being on the same team with Chris Edwards, and he's here now, and I freaking love the guy. You know what I mean? We have to communicate every play. Our lockers is next to each other. Like, you know, it's fun, you know, just like learning people. And that's the thing about professional football and being a pro. You know what I'm saying? You got, like, we're all robbing the same train, and that's the message.
What does it say about chemistry, that word, especially with, like Melty said, with new faces? Mm-hmm. Day one, is it built? Is it already ingrained? Like, where's chemistry in all this?
Chemistry is always going to be high, especially when you come into anything that, like, President Coach Orlando runs. You know what I'm saying? The foundation is already set. He doesn't miss a beat. He doesn't miss a term. He doesn't let anything go over pass. So, like, that foundation is set, and it's up to us as the leaders just to push with his message, and it's easy to do, especially when you get the right guys. I think the management did a great job bringing guys that's going to buy in, so that's amazing as well too.
When there's like a lot of rookies, a lot of first year guys out here, do you get that renewed sense of energy? I mean, you're always full of energy, but when you've got these youngins almost coming around trying to make you work, how do you feel?
It's amazing. I had the rookie come up. We're doing special teams and stuff. The rookie came up like, oh, let me go. I was like, back, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you still got a lead. It's fun, man. I'm glad they're hungry. You know what I'm saying? That makes the competition, that makes everything better and fun. And the way, if everybody gets better, is by competition. And that's what we're going to do here.
You've been doing this for a few years. Does it get easier?
It gets easier mentally, for sure, just because you understand what you have to do and you understand how to lead and what to do with everything. So, you know, it's just football. This is easy. I've been doing it since I was 8. Like, this is what I know. Riding a bicycle.
Simone Lawrence, the grizzled vet and always so full of energy, that guy, even on day one. And you could hear him out there firing up the team, leading cheers. He was very vocal all throughout the day, doing what a leader does. Bo Levi Mitchell, he looked strong today and was firing nukes, like I said earlier, all morning long. He chatted with Ticats Audio Network and the rest of media about his first day in Ticats training camp and also, of course, had to give some love to mom and his wife. Bo, your first camp now with the Ticats, how was day one?
It was amazing. I'm gonna echo what Sim said. To my mama, happy Mother's Day, not here without you. And to my wife, happy Mother's Day, allowing me to do what I did to make sure I'm healthy for this day. So it was awesome.
Did it feel a little bit different being out there, not in the Calgary uniform and in the Ticats uniform for the first day?
Yeah, I'm just going to talk about the team I'm on, man. It's for me, it was amazing to get out here with the guys finally. My wife actually asked a funny question because, you know, all the studying and everything in the offseason, going over plays, you know, talking with Tommy. She'd hear me on the phone. She's like, you keep saying y'all. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, it's we. Like, you're on that team now. It's we. And I was like, I agree with you, but I don't feel like I'm allowed to say until I step on the field with the team. So it's good to be here, and we had a great day today.
Chemistry is going to be something that's going to be talked about, just with you playing with new faces, guys coming in from different spots. How important is that to build from what you just did out there moving forward to game 18 of the season?
Yeah, I mean, chemistry, it starts, I mean, between quarterback receiver is, it's, you know, monumental. But it starts with quarterback center. It starts with the five guys up front, right? The chemistry of those guys, them hearing my voice, being able to jump the snap where they feel right. Me and James, you know, just ball carry, just having the ability to him tell me, hey man, a little bit high, a little bit low, and then it comes all the way to the receivers. But it's a lot. I mean, I think we've been blessed for me to be out here for a little bit and be able to throw some of these guys in the off season and start to build that chemistry, camaraderie. But we've also had some phone calls and things, so it's been nice. But today, I think there was some great chemistry on some plays, some things we can work on because they probably had it one way or taught it one way, and I've always done it one way. So now it's always just kind of finding that happy medium of what we both like and what makes the team more successful.
Bo, do you have to set the tone, or does that come by osmosis?
You got to set the standard. You know, I mean, there's been a standard in this city, in this organization for a very long time, and that's winning, and that's going to the very end. And our standard is setting up to finish. And I think the biggest thing for us is this is a brand-new team. There's a lot of new faces on this team. So we set the standard. And that's something that Coach O keeps reiterating is, you know, there is a standard in the past, but you guys have to come out here and set the standard for 2023 and what that's going
to
be.
So that's not tricky as a newcomer to this team?
No, I mean, I'm here for a reason, you know. And so is every other man wearing this jersey. So it's bring what you got, set the standard for yourself, set the standard for your position, and set the standard for our team as a whole of what we do. No matter if you're a 12, 13-year vet, you know, like Sam, like Ted, or you're a brand-new rookie.
You've watched Tim White the last 2 years. What has it been like getting to throw to him out there? It seems like you guys found that chemistry. There's that word again.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We, you know, first off, yeah, just watching him. I got to watch it firsthand, you know, last year in the game. The two big catches down there at the end. I mean, he's a big play guy. But the one thing I'm finding out, not only about him, you know, I've only played Simone on the field, but that man is an amazing teammate. Tim is an amazing teammate. To hear the way these guys talk, the culture has been built here by O and all these coaches. This staff, this organization is second to none. You know, these guys love to be here, love to get out here to work. You know, for guys like me, you know, Chris Edwards, James Butler, Figueroa, all these new guys coming in, it's learning and talking to guys like that to understand this is the standard's been set here, and this is how we talk to each other. But Tim, man, it's been fun to watch him run. It's always fun to, you know, play with new receivers and kind of see how they like things. And, yeah, we've been on the same page so far, so we'll keep it going.
How much film would you have looked at of the guys that from this team last year?
I would say a little bit, not overly too much. You know, my job was, first of all, to come in here and learn a playbook. Now, when I've watched film and concepts, I've paid attention to certain guys, find out where their miss is. You know, for me, I like to – there's a kind of a star of five areas of target to aim at on a receiver. And find out where's the one that, you know, is usually a low left or a low right. For a shorter guy, it might be a high right, high left. And just learning those things so you know sometimes when to put it on a guy a little bit more. or, you know, you got Duke, where to put it where he likes it compared to, you know, down here. So I've definitely seen the film on everybody, but like chemistry wise, I believe you got to build it right here in person. They've got to see the ball come out of my hand differently from, then, you know, coming out of Dane's hand, from Matt, from Jamie. So, you know, it's just something I would keep learning together.
Makes you feel a little different, a little more pressure?
Oh, not probably. I feel pressure for myself, and, you know, it's going to sound cliche, and it is, but it's just the truth. You know, I'm here because I have put pressure on myself my entire life to, you know, hold myself to a certain standard and make sure that no matter what it takes for me to do is go out there and win the game. Coming to an organization, new organization, the pressure on that I put on myself is that I've done nothing yet. It's come out here. I've done nothing to these men right here. You know, yeah, sure, they see me play in the past. That's a different person. I've got to come out here and prove myself to Tim, to James, to these guys, every single play. You know, there's no, you know, vet status, no Grey Cup winning status, nothing like that. You know, we've all got something to prove out here, and me, number one.
That was Bo Levi Mitchell following day one of camp today. Another new member of the Ticats, James Butler, also chatted post-game with the media, and he was coming off a career year last year in BC. It saw him finish second in rushing yards, and he seemed excited about the new team and being in the Hammer.
First day of training camp here with the Ticats. How did it feel to be out there with the guys?
It was great, you know what I'm saying? I'm excited to be in this new environment. I'm excited about this team, and it was fun.
Big year last year. Obviously, how are you looking to build off that coming into this season?
You know, last year was last year. You know, all I can do is focus on this year. So, excited about this team. Excited, you know, what we can do.
What is it about this group of guys that's got you excited? Just one practice in, it seems like you're having a lot of fun out there.
Yes, sir. It's just a lot of great vets, you know what I'm saying? A lot of young guys, but a lot of really good vets. So, I'm excited about the leadership we have on this team. I'm excited about the guys we compete against, you know, every day on defense. So, and, you know, just a really great O-line.
Sean Thomas Arlington, what has he meant to you in the spot that you play, in learning this offense in the last few weeks, just getting up to speed? What's STE meant to you?
Great, man. You know what I'm saying? He's my roommate, cool dude. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, he's been in the league a long time, done a lot of great things in this league. So, you know, I'm excited to learn from him, you know, bounce ideas off each other. It's great to have somebody in there pushing you.
What do you like about the O-line here, James?
Just how big they are, you know. They can't see me behind them, so it's how big they are. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited to have my boy Big Fig back, and, you know, a lot of great guys that's been on this team for a while, so I'm excited about them.
Having that familiarity with Figueroa, how huge is that?
It was huge. You know what I'm saying? Even he's like a big uncle. You know what I'm saying? So big, you know, Big Fig. You know, he's always taking care of me. He's always, you know what I'm saying, make sure I'm on a straight and narrow. So I know if I got Fig's approval, I'm happy.
What's it like catching a ball from Bo Levi?
It's good, man. I dropped the routes on air ball. I was still mad about it. But it's good, man. I'm excited about it. He commands the huddle. You know what I'm saying? I play with some great quarterbacks, and I'm glad I can add him to the list of it.
Excited to see him and Bo out there this season. Another guy, it seemed like already had that chemistry flowing with Bo today, was Tim White. He's also coming off a career year, and he was ready to go today. And it looked like him and Bo have been playing together for years.
Tim, first day of training camp here, you have a new quarterback throwing to you. What's it like being out there with Bo?
Felt pretty good. Felt like we were efficient as an offense today. It feels really good.
Obviously, a career year last year. How are you looking to improve on that this year?
I've been working real hard, so definitely looking to go over whatever I did last year and have the best season that I possibly can.
Do you feel like the grizzled vet in that offensive room, in the receivers room right now?
I do, somewhat, for sure. There's a lot of new faces, a lot of young guys, and obviously I have, you know, going in my third year of experience, so yeah, I definitely feel like that.
Yeah, especially with, like, Pappy and Tyler, to have you guys have gone through this, different quarterbacks. What is that receivers room like now with the new additions?
It feels pretty good. You know, I feel like Duke's been, you know, been voiceful and everything, and I feel like we have a lot of good leadership. You know, we're just putting it all out here. I think it showed today, you know, so obviously in the next few days we're going to come across a lot of adversity and stuff, and we've got to take it day by day.
What have you learned about training camp now, 2 years, third year? What's different for you this time around?
I'm not too sure. You know, I just feel like right now we have a pretty solid team. Like, everybody around here, it looks like they're hungry, they're ready to work. So just along the lines of just getting better.
There's massive stability with the coaching staff here. How important is that to have a winning football team?
Extremely important. You know, they set the standard, and we just push it even higher. You know, that's our goal. So they have a lot of experience, you know, with other players and stuff. So they just put us in line to take over from there.
You had a career last year, as just mentioned. Are you setting numbers even higher? Is that in your mind at all?
Definitely want to push numbers up, but the main focus right now is just getting the team better every single day, making sure the guys are doing the right things, and I think that's the most important thing.
That was Tim White at Ticats practice today, and I know all those guys who joined the media today are going to be huge pieces to this Ticats roster, and it was very exciting to see some of those new faces out there on the field today. Ticats released some more news today on some other players. Newly acquired Jagera Davis and Seth Small have both been suspended, and as Coach O mentioned earlier, he expects them to join the team very soon. The team also announced they've released kicker Peyton Henry, defensive back DeMarcus Aki, and defensive back Brandon Easterling. It's that time of the year. You'll be seeing guys get released almost every day as the Ticats trim down to that final roster. The Ticats also announced Levi Noel and Nicola Gay have retired. And finally, the team has signed American linebacker Carlton Marshall out of Troy University and national offensive lineman Motaba Mary. So an eventful first day of camp. It was great to see all the guys out there. Honestly, it was awesome. It was a great time, and we're looking forward to day two tomorrow, and there will be plenty more to talk about, so make sure you stay tuned to Ticats today. I also want to give a big shout out to my mother on this Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to you, and also a big happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Make sure you tune in next time to Ticats today. I'm Braden Neville, and thank you for listening.